This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and happy Father's Day. Welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I'm really excited because usually I do the show from my bedroom, but not today. I came into the studio because we don't just have any guests. We have my good friends and like best friends of The Parenting Show. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? The Wiggles are here, guys!
Hey! Hey.
Did you like that intro? Like, I tried to like slow it down to get everyone excited.
I was trying to think, who is
it? I'll go goosebumps.
So, one by one, who do we have in studio with me tonight?
Simon.
Anthony.
Sahai.
And John.
Oh my gosh. We've got four, but we're missing some, aren't we?
We're missing another four.
That's right.
Let's shout out to them back home in Australia.
Yeah.
Evie.
Lucia.
Lockie.
Katarina.
Oh boy. So we've got four, and four are back home.
Yes. Back home, we used to be the Fab Four. Now we're being called the Great Eight.
The Great
Oh, I
eight.
Love that, yeah. Simon. Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Try it. Say it. It's great.
The Great Eight.
Yes. Oh,
We've never said it quite like that, but I like that.
The Great Eight. Yeah, that's yeah. You know what, John? For real, when you said try it.
Great.
This summer.
Coming to a theater near you. A stage. It would
this
be a stage.
Fall.
Yeah.
Coming to a stage near you. Don't miss it.
Great
because
day.
Tickets are on sale. Tickets are on sale, guys.
Yeah, yesterday.
I know. Like, look, I just jumped right into things.
Yeah.
You know what? Should we? Why are we here? What's going on with the Wiggles? Are you guys coming back?
Yeah, that's exactly why we're here. we've just announced our new tour, Ready Steady Wiggle, which is here September, October. And we're here promoting it. And that's why we're talking to you.
Oh
well, not
God.
The only reason. We like to talk to you.
But I'm so excited. 12 Canadian shows, and the majority of them are right here in Ontario. And Toronto gets two shows. We're the only city that gets two shows with you guys. I'm super excited. I come out every single time, and I have like the best time. I think I have more fun than the kids in the audience. I'm not going to lie.
We love you there at there.
I'm just out there dancing and singing.
Fantastic.
And like,
yeah, it's energy.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to tell you guys something. I have a confession to make. Everyone that knows me, that follows me on social, they know that Pearl Jam is my number one band. And I've got like a crap load of Pearl Jam tattoos, but the Wiggles are right up there with Pearl Jam.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what would prove that?
A tattoo? Well, you know, fruit salad might be coming soon on one of my body parts. I don't know which yet. So, guys, it has been a while. It's been a minute since you've last been here. That was a huge Canadian tour last time you guys were in town. How many cities did you guys do then? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember. It was
26.
Close to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
We were here. Yeah, started in Newfoundland and then finished in Vancouver. So it was a massive tour.
And it was the first time for some of the Wiggles visiting Canada. So, hi, was that you?
Yes, yeah. The best. It's so cool. Loved it.
Was it your first time too, John?
It was my first time seeing all of Canada. Yeah, it was. I've been to Toronto once before, but not like this. Not with the Wiggles. Not touring from, you know, all the way from St. John all the way to Vancouver.
So. Yeah, that was a pretty intense tour, guys.
Yeah,
and it was so much fun because it was the first time we got to see all of the Wiggles on stage, right? And
yeah.
And Anto, like one of my highlights was seeing you on stage with your daughter Lucia.
Oh my, that's been the best. And totally unexpected, but I didn't know how it. My dad came on tour with us years when we first started. He was doing the merchandise, and in 1991 or two, whatever it was, and I would never room with my dad or go in the car or try and. I loved him so much, but I needed a bit of space. But Lucia's been amazing. She always goes in the car when I'm driving, and.
Oh,
Johnny comes with us, and Katarina, that's our four in the car. But, yeah, she loves it, and I've got to know her so much more because I was always on tour. And
you got to spend a lot of quality time.
Yeah, she's a good kid, and she's really good singer and drummer and dancer. So yeah.
She does it all. She does it all. And you know what? Like, it's so nice that I get to hear you talking about your daughter today because it is Father's Day. So I have to say, happy Father's Day to you, Anto, and happy Father's Day to you, Mr. Simon.
Yes, thank you.
And Johnny, maybe?
Johnny. Well, listen. Okay, so hold on. You know what?
Maybe one day.
Daddy Johnny.
Well, you know, I don't know. Do we say one day or do we say Johnny?
People comment
even
daddy
know?
A lot, so I don't know. Is that the same thing? Or is that father?
Do you know what I like about Father's Day and Mother's Day? When people put on social media, father of whatever, mother, you know, like pets, doesn't matter. It's your mothers. There are mothers of you know, it can be, it's broad. It doesn't have to be just a
child. For Lockie, he's not here. Happy Father's Day, Lockie. Yeah. But we know how much he loves his plants.
He does.
So- he does.
And
he does.
Shoes.
Yeah.
So he before the
shoes.
Twins came
he
along,
yeah.
You could have wished him a happy Father's Day for his shoes and his plants.
Yes.
But that is so good. But you're without Lucia this Father's Day, Anthony.
Yep.
And your son, too. And we can't just say Lucia. We're forgetting the other
and
children.
Maria, too. Maria.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. But, it's all good. They probably don't miss me that much.
but
I love them.
What about you, Simon? Because your guy's a little guy still.
Yeah, that's right. He's 2.5 now.
I can't believe it.
And he's just... I have no authority. like, less than none. I mean, is that possible? He just bosses me around. And I don't know what to do. I need some parenting advice on the parenting show.
Oh, you need
show.
Some parenting advice?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you did not come to the right place for that.
Parenting show.
Yeah, John, are you, what's
got
the
a
deal?
Cat. I've got a cat.
You've got a cat.
Yeah, and that's my son.
Okay. So happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I know that there's a lot of moms that are probably tuned in right now. And
can I interrupt, Peter, before you go there?
I want to hear.
Johnny's wife is from Calabria.
Oh my God, what is going on? I love the Calabrese connection here with the Wiggles family. You know, because I'll never forget one of our first interviews that I had with you, Anthony, was you looked at me when we were off the air during a commercial break and you're like, Pina, you're Calabrese, aren't you?
Yeah, I didn't say as well as that.
No, and I'm like...
I thought you were talking about a salad.
Calabrese.
And I was like, I am. And that's when you told me about the Wiggle, Katarina, who at the time was a dancer.
And you look like her sister, Talina.
That is true. That is 100% true.
You don't know Talina. Do you know Talina?
I think I've met Talina.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
You spit.
I'm her long-lost sister. Just so everyone knows, there we go. And now, John's wife.
Yeah,
Calabrese. I love the Calabrese connection here.
Yeah.
I follow her.
Do you?
I follow your wife on social.
Oh, amazing.
I love it. I love it.
She comes on tours sometimes and we all love Jessie.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's so good.
And we had a meeting when the Wiggles were getting formed, the new Wiggles, and Johnny will tell you we're in Adelaide. We gave her the job of the yellow Wiggle.
For real?
Yeah, we're having coffee.
Then... got out of the pub and everything stopped.
What a rampage.
Well, we are in studio with the Wiggles tonight. It's Father's Day. The Wiggles are coming back to Canada with an amazing tour. We've got so much more to talk about, so don't go anywhere because we'll be right back right here on The Parenting Show.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. We're here with Pina.
Why, hello. That was such a lovely intro by Mr. Luke. Luke, what's your title with the Wiggles?
I'm Luke Field and I'm the general manager of the Wiggles. I was in the very first VHS back 32 years ago. And
you were not.
I was.
Yeah,
I was.
He was in the dinosaur dance.
Couldn't dance, so they got me backstage.
I love it. So, Luke, for everyone listening at home, Luke is one of the behind-the-scenes guys, and the shows would not be as amazing as they are without this amazing human. We love
you,
Luke. We love you. Love you. And I'm so happy that you're in studio with us today. And happy Father's Day to you as well, because it's Father's Day here in Canada.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, I've got two lovely daughters. One's 2 years old, and the other's 8 weeks old. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, very
See?
Fresh.
Oh, that is fresh. Does she have that baby fresh smell?
She most certainly does, amongst other smells, but definitely definitely that fresh smell.
I love it. I love it. And the Wiggles are here because we are celebrating the fact that they've announced their Canadian tour with not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stops in Ontario alone, but 12 all over Canada. Mm-hmm. And and two of those stops are right here in Toronto. And tickets are already on sale. So if any of you guys are like, you know, I've never checked out the Wiggles and I want to, then you're going to want to jump online and get those tickets because I'm telling you, it's like a show you've never seen before.
You know, it's going to be at the Coca-Cola Coliseum.
Yes, because they're like changing fun, the venue this time.
Yeah. Is it made of Coca-Cola?
Yes, actually, what they've done is they've recycled Coca-Cola bottles and created this amazing concert venue for you guys. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's so good.
Exactly, yes.
So Hi's like, oh, yeah, they only serve Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Dinner is Coca-Cola. Snacks, Coca-Cola.
So Hi is the Coca-Cola aficionado. Do you know she just, today at lunch, she had a Pepsi from the Eaton Center.
And she said,
Eaton.
The Eaton Center.
Eaton Center.
Eaton Center.
Yeah. And she said, I have the Pepsi here because I prefer the Coca-Cola in Australia.
Yeah.
Give us the rundown.
Oh, my God. Sigh, please.
Look, I don't know. Maybe I just like extra sugar, but because it was really sweet. It tastes different. But we did a Coca-Cola tasting challenge on tour once. And I have to say, not to burst my own bubble, but I won.
Yeah.
I did. See,
so I'm excited to go to Coca-Cola Coliseum.
I am a Coca-Cola girl. So hearing that, you know, you had some Pepsi.
No, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, Sahai.
She thinks that the recipe is different here in Canada.
Yeah, I actually haven't done any research, but I think that it's sweeter.
it's the same with Cadbury's chocolates.
There is a total difference.
In England,
yes.
And Canada and Australia, there's a difference.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't tried the Australian kind.
We're brought up with it, so...
That's all we know.
Yeah, it's all we know.
Yeah, the one in England is way better than Canadian.
Is it?
Yes. Ooh. Oh, you're saying no, Anthony?
No, well, go to Australia and it's worth the 24-hour flight.
Yeah, just to get a block.
Just to get a block, see some spiders,
yeah.
And then come back.
Do snakes worry you?
Oh, yes. That's why... Anthony, these are the things that scare me about Australia. The long flight, the spiders, and the snakes. I don't know if I could do it.
The only thing we can take care of is the long flight.
Well, no, I think that's the last thing you
can take care of. You're actually right. I meant it the other way. The spiders and snakes will always be there.
I'm selling it really. Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you've never heard the Wiggles on the Parenting Show before, then yeah, welcome to the Wiggles like you've never heard before. And this is why I'm so excited that you guys are coming back for the shows. October 7th and 8th at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. Sai, just you pick this venue. That's the only reason behind it, right? Luke is shaking his head. He's like, yeah, totally. That's it, Pina. That's it. But tickets are on sale, so you're going to want to get them because we have so much fun. And I had to ask, maybe Luke would know about ticket sales. Luke, have you noticed an increase with moms purchasing tickets?
Most definitely, we've seen an increase in moms.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Look,
why
it could be that? I think Simon and Anthony are aging gracefully, and maybe that's why. Or it could be the gentleman next to me, Strong John,
who
seems to have shrunk a fair bit as of late.
Can we talk to John for a second?
Put him on,
John. You came into studio with a nice hoodie, and I was like, wait a sec, John. Are you wearing a hoodie with yourself on it?
You know what? These shirts, they're for kids. I have these little shirts for kids. I've always wanted one. And it's taken a while, so I printed my own.
Literally, 10 minutes before you came into the studio, you got it made.
I got it made, yeah. I feel like Superman. I just hide it under here and
put
off my jacket. Yeah, I feel like Superman with that.
And if you ever forget your name, you can just look down.
I just look down, and it's in my face. It's right on my chest.
So what he's wearing, for those of you guys at home, allow me to explain. He's got this black hoodie on, and dead center across his chest, it's a picture of himself, like, in flex mode, right?
Ah, flexing.
Yeah. and it says Strong John, and there's stars like bursting out. Then he's got a jacket over top, so the jacket kind of hides it, but then he pulls a Superman and he busts open his jacket. That's and then you see Strong John there.
That's right.
You're Superman.
Exactly.
You're Clark Kent.
I feel like one. Yeah.
There you go. So the ticket sales, the increase in moms buying tickets have nothing to do with John.
Well, I've got to say, Pina, if you've been, well, you haven't been to Australia yet, but we did an Australian tour and there were so many.
Give me the nitty gritty. I want to hear it.
Adults, and I'm not just saying women, there were men too, who brought their own T-shirt that they made it themselves,
yeah.
Simon, and it said,
Luke said he was one of them. Okay.
I'm only here for John.
And
I'm only here for John.
Yeah.
James.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, he's there.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that, you know, there is this new generation of Wiggles. And, you know, we've gone from the four traditional Wiggles. Then things changed up a little bit and we got to see a female. And now there's not one female. There's not two. There's how many, Anthony?
There's four, and they've got a little name for themselves.
Yeah, we call ourselves the Wiggles.
No! Yeah. So I love it. So that's you, that's Evie, that's Lucia, and that's Katerina.
Yeah.
Yes.
The way you say that is so
good.
Katerina. Did you love that?
Was it good, Anthony? I'm Simon.
Anthony.
Can you please wear a sweater with your name on it, too? Yeah.
It's funny. I've hit the age now where people think I'm an OG. So, I've got 20-year-olds saying, I grew up with you. It's like, oh, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Anyway. But just let them have it. I know one of my favorite Simon facts has to be the fact that before you became a Wiggle, you did something pretty cool. You were the voice. I say voice, like you were more than just the voice, but you were on stage. And you played who?
The Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't, I love it.
Yeah, that was a lot. I mean, it feels like a long time ago now, but that was a lot of fun back then.
Can I put him on the spot? Look, I'm looking at Anthony for permission. I'm not even looking at you, Simon.
Sing for me.
Do we get a little taste, Simon?
Yeah, it's been a while. Sing once again with me, our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. Simon Wiggle right there. Right there. But I'm sure that Simon Wiggle is your number one over Phantom Days.
Absolutely. And I'm about to go and get a shirt made.
I know, a good store.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. And you know what? I know that that Anthony has a past too, a musical past before the Wiggles, but I don't want to get into it right now. I think what we're going to do is take a quick break and then we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere because it's the Wiggles on The Parenting Show tonight on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and I am in studio with, who are you guys?
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles are here. Well, half of the Wiggles, 50% of the Wiggles. We've got Simon, we've got Anthony, we've got Sahai, we've got John.
Hey, yeah.
And then we've got like Lockie and Evie and Katerina and Lucia back home in Australia.
Yeah, they're holding the fort.
Well, you need someone to hold it down, Simon.
You're right. Well, we chew the fat.
Oh, yeah. So that was a term I never heard before, chew the fat.
But apparently Americans say it.
Yes, we've got Rob in the house, and Rob is from the United States, and he's like, we say chew the fat. Yeah. I don't know. You know who I've got with me? One second. Come here. Join me on the mic. Hi. This is Caleb, and Caleb is one of my students here at Humber College, where I teach radio. Have you ever heard that term before, Caleb?
Chew the fat. I don't think I have.
Okay, see? So it's okay. I had to check in. It was, Caleb was my call a friend. So, yeah, so chew the fat apparently means...
have
just,
a chat.
I'm
have
just going to say, shoot the
Well, yeah.
James can beat me out after. It's fine. So yeah, so that's what we're doing. We're chewing the fat. That doesn't sound so good, guys.
No. What would you say in Canada?
Just chit chat. No, what would we say?
Good old chin wag.
Have a yarn. Do you do have a yarn?
No.
Really? Yeah.
Just chat. We're gonna talk. We're gonna chat.
Yeah. Good old chat.
Yeah, a good old chat. I like that one, John.
Americans don't say have a yarn. You do.
Rob said they do.
Americans do it all.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Oh, I don't know. We're just going to talk. How about that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Good old-fashioned talk. Oh. Anthony, you've got something in your hands. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I've got a guitar in my hand.
Is that what it is?
Clarify that.
You recognize that. No, I thought I might play the guitar for just a show because Simon did the beautiful All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't, but thank you.
All I Ask.
What song was it?
I can't remember what it's called.
Well,
I really love that Elvis song you did, Simon.
Yeah,
it was my favorite Elvis song ever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got the uh-huh? Yeah, see? Uh-huh. There we go. I like it. But then we also have, we're going to maybe do a few other tunes.
Well, I thought maybe I could sing, if you don't mind. Here's what happened. A little bit of psychic going on. How many months have I been saying, sing Nutball City Limits, Tina Turner, and to the point of...
Like, to the point where they, recorded, put down the song.
We did it.
Recorded it, and then, I hadn't put vocals on.
And then sadly, Tina passed away, and it was really...
That was really, really sad.
Yeah, but anyway.
Does that mean we're going to get a little Tina today?
I probably remember the three chords. Here we go.
Do the dance.
Church house, did house, school house, outhouse, on highway number 19. The people keep the city clean. They call it Nutbush. Oh, Nutbush.
Johnny's dancing.
They call it Nutbush, city limits.
Sing
it, slay. I love it.
I love it, I love it, I love it. But then we also have someone else joining us here who...
Well, Johnny...
Was he in a boy band?
He was a boy...
What?
He was in a boy band called the Justice Crew. Johnny,
that's right,
you won Australia's Got Talent?
So we won Australia's Got Talent. Initially, we're a breakdancing pop group.
Does that mean you have a little bit of talent?
We won the talent show.
Only in Australia.
Just in Australia, yeah. We went to America's Got Talent Champions and we didn't make the final, so...
Did you go to America and do it?
Yeah, the America's Got Talent Champions edition, so the winners around the world competed in this show again.
Oh,
we did that in 2019.
You didn't win that?
No. We got a standing ovation, though, and Simon Cowell definitely knew who we were.
Okay. So are you going to give us a little taste of...
The Nutbush Sit. Is that right? We had a song, it was called Que Sera, and this is how it goes. At the end of the day, some you win, some you don't. So I'm glad that I'm here with some friends that I know. No way's there with a smile saying you're not alone. Singing la, 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 que será. Yeah. Some you win, some you don't. In this case.
I love it. And are you going to... No, these are just exclusives.
Yeah. We don't do them anywhere else except
for
right here.
Oh, my God. Except for right here on the parenting show.
Yeah.
Wow. Guys, that's like...
Nobody else wants them. But
We'll take it.
I want them all. But you guys are going to be singing some brand new songs and some classics, right? What, on this upcoming tour in Canada?
Absolutely, yeah. We've always got to do Rockabye Bear, Fruit Salad, Yummy Yummy, Chugga Chugga, Big Red Car,
Hot Potato.
Do the Propeller. But then we have the new songs. There's a song called Hey So High. But listen to this. We've got a song called, what's it called? John, I'm Strong.
Yes.
And we're going to change just one little bit of the lyric for you because the audience is not children of parenting show, is it? Okay, can we change the lyrics? Just one line. John, this is yours. Sing the first line and we'll sing the next
one. Continue it,
You sing Good to See You.
Are you ready for a song? Stop there.
And we sing...
Uh-oh.
You've Got a Secret Coming Up.
You take it away.
I'm very excited about this.
This is your story.
Don't look, John.
I'm not looking. Good to see you. Are you ready for a song? I'm ready. I can't
you
wait.
This is so great. I love
it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Start with it.
All right.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. I'm getting strong. Good to see you. Are you ready for a song?
I'm on TikTok and my name is John.
I love to work out all day long.
Do it again. We'll do it better. We'll nail it out of the work.
Sell it, sell it.
Okay, take two.
I'll sing here. Good to see you. Are you ready for a song?
I'm on TikTok and my name is John.
I love to work out all day long. Singing, getting strong. Ooh, ah. I'm getting strong.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah,
ooh, ah. We're getting strong, yeah.
I love it. And we do we explain, like, why? What was that TikTok reference? What was that about?
John has...
what? He does
John
not have TikTok.
500,000 followers on TikTok.
Because
why, John?
Why, Si? Because he's a good dancer.
Yeah, he's a good dancer. I think he has a certain following with the mums.
Oh, is that it?
Uncles and aunties and neighbours and anyone under the age of 50, 60.
And our manager, Luke, too, he follows him as well.
So I got a text, actually, the other day. Someone was trying to book a meeting with me for work. And I said, well, I can't do this because I've got some stuff that I got to do with the Wiggles. And the text I got back was, I hope it's the new hot wiggle that has all the moms in a wiggle.
Oh, no.
It's right here. It's right here. I'm online, John.
Oh, you're not even making it up.
No, I'm not. It's right there. It's right there.
And what did you reply?
oh, wow. I'm like, ha ha, yes. I think John will be there, LOL.
To see you on I'm on TikTok and the name is John.
I absolutely love it. Now, I have to know from each and every single one of you guys, what is it that you look forward to when you do your Canadian tour?
Let's start with Simon.
Well, it is doing the shows, and it is getting back out to Canada and seeing all the beautiful families and singing some songs again.
Oh, okay, so that's what it is for Simon. You know what? Can I guess for you, Anthony?
Yeah.
It's the Tim Hortons visits.
It's
definitely.
And the donut holes.
No, I don't like the donut holes. I actually don't, but I love, this morning Timmy saved our lives because we were so jet lagged, but not just that. I love Toronto. It's just beautiful. It reminds me of a bit of Sydney, a bit of Melbourne. The freshness, how multicultural and beautiful it is. But then I love when we get to the Maritimes because
it's so beautiful.
The special people and the music. I love the music, you know, the folk music and stuff. So I just love all of Canada. And then we love, not that we're going there, but we love going to the French places, Quebec.
Yes.
Montreal and Eaton Centre.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to hear from Sahai and John, but we're going to take a quick break first. So don't go anywhere because this is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back, and happy Father's Day. We are celebrating in studio with the Wiggles. We have Simon, we have Anthony, we have Sahai, we have John, and we are celebrating the fact that they've just announced a Canadian tour. 12 shows kicking off in St. John's, Newfoundland, September 23rd, and then wrapping up right here in Toronto, October 7th and 8th. We are the only city with 2 shows. Tickets have already gone on sale, so you're going to want to go and pick them up because I'm telling you, it is an amazing show, and I definitely will be there. I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait to see you guys all on stage again. And just before the break, I was asking you guys what your favorite thing about touring across Canada is. So, Sahai, I need to hear from you.
I love the audiences. They're so much fun. And sometimes we do later shows and the kids are always super, super excited. So it's always extra, extra fun. But I just love being in Canada. It's such a nice vibe. And I have to say, I love Tim Hortons. So, that's the best. And we've been to a few hockey games and a basketball game. And I just love it. The vibe is so cool here.
It's so much fun. And I need to ask, because last time I had you on the show with Anthony, we were talking because it was going to be your first visit here. And so we're trying to prep you. and tell you like things that you need to do and things you need to experience and food you need to try. So Tim Hortons, it's on the list. Did you do the poutine?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and? Was it a yay or nay?
Usually I'd say a slay, but it was a nay.
Oh, okay. All right, so nothing there. What about, and I know how Anthony feels about this, but the street meat.
I don't know if I had the street meat.
The street meat, the hot dogs and sausages on the
car.
Actually, no way. I literally...
Anthony makes the worst face. No. Ever. It's the best.
I literally had one, I think, right before we came here. Oh my gosh, yes, I will say
no,
yes.
But, slay? No, it comes out of a truck.
Yeah, not so you want a street center. Eating
meat. Like, no, I just had meat, center. Just not on the street.
Oh, no,
meat on the street.
That's your next TikTok, John.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
John, we need to go hit up some meat on the street.
Street do my meat. Transition
street
into
meat.
The
and then yeah, that is your next TikTok. That's what you got to do.
Okay. That probably has different meaning in Australia as well.
Yeah, but I'm guessing so.
here it just means there's barbecued hot dogs and sausages on the road that you can
so
get,
we don't have
okay?
That.
No, yeah. We don't.
That's we don't have that.
And I gotta ask, so we've got four of you guys here, but four of you guys will not be on stage. There will be eight of you on stage because we've got 50% of the Wiggles here while 50% are holding down the fort, like you said, Simon, back home in Australia.
Yep.
But why is there eight now? Why did we go from four to eight? What does eight represent?
That's the exact word, represent. Because, you know, Peter, all those years ago we started, we were four guys, but as the year went on, as the time went on, you know, I think it dawned on me that we had to, you know, reflect the world a bit more. So
I love that.
You know, around the world. So we're now gender balanced. You know, we've got four girls, four boys, and or four women, four men. And, you know, we've got Sahai, who was born in Ethiopia. Johnny's mum comes from the Philippines. Lucia's mum. Comes from the Peloponnese in Greece. That's my wife, by the way. Katarina's parents come from Calabria. Then Evie is First Nation Australian, which I absolutely love. She's also part of the Australian Ballet. And Lockie, myself and Simon, what do we say?
It's lost for words.
Yeah, we're blue-eyed.
Yeah,
and that's we were all blue-eyed for, and it's great now.
It's so nice to have that and that diversity. You know what I mean?
That's
and
the word,
and
yeah.
I know that it means so much to not only the parents who are purchasing tickets to come and experience the show, but like to show their kids. You know what I mean? Like how beautiful this is. Like the Wiggles family, everyone is included in the Wiggles family. And it's all about love, you know?
And
how amazing.
And
yes.
Acceptance, Pina. And you know what's been amazing in Australia? Because Australia is probably not as diverse as Canada. But in the audience, we've had a lot more African Australians have come to the show.
Oh, amazing.
Rob's whispering in
Sahai's
ear about something, but don't we love it when?
Yes, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
What was Rob whispering in your ear?
Oh, just talking about representation, which is genuinely the most important thing for me. I mean, growing up, I loved watching the Wiggles, and you know, they were the four guys, and it never stood out to me that there was something.
It didn't strike a chord with you,
no,
right? There wasn't
like,
that.
I loved watching the guys, and I funny thing is, I loved Dorothy because she was like a female character anyway. But I loved watching the original Wiggles; they're absolute legends. And it never stood out to me that there was no one who looked like me. But once I did see, for example, like I saw Beyonce performing, or I saw Princess Tiana, who was from Princess and the Frog in Disney, and she
Sahai looks exactly like, by the way.
Thank
just
you.
Just saying.
That was like my childhood idol because it was someone who looked like me, and it stood out. Once I saw someone who looked like me, I thought I could be, you know, I could be a
absolutely.
Princess. Absolutely. So I think for being a Wiggle now, it's so beautiful. Like Anthony said, he's seeing such a diverse range of people that are coming to the shows and seeing the little African kids that at a lot of the times would stand up the back, but now they're running up to the front.
Yeah.
They're in their yellow only.
How
it's
amazing.
Beautiful.
But how does that feel for you, Sahai? Like to be able to look out in the audience and see that and you're like, wow, like I've made this huge change, you know what I mean, in the lives of these kids that they can watch and they can come and they're like, wow, you know what? She's like me.
Yeah, it means a lot. It really does. Like, if you see it's it, so you can beautiful. Be it. It's beautiful.
And to this old wiggle, and I noticed Simon too, he's tearing up already because we actually, one time we saw so many African families in the audience that we were tearing up because it's beautiful to see. You
it
know?
Truly
yeah,
is.
Really is. Now, on the funny side of things, one thing I never thought
in
I'd see
Anthony style.
Was, well, the young man from the Philippines over there, he has arguments with Sahai in summer about whose skin is darker.
Wait, can I join in on this? Because yeah, I'm the color Brez.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I have John, arguments about how many skin cancers we have.
Try to get dark.
I want in on this, yes. John and Sahai. Like
middle
it's
of summer.
Hilarious.
Shivers. Guitar drop.
Oh, it's absolutely hilarious because like we, especially in Australia, it gets really sunny and it gets really hot. Yeah. And like Katarina as well, she's Italian and they all tan. And I've never been the one who notices the tan. Like, oh look, I've got a tan today. I've always been black, you know.
But it was
hilarious. We went to we were like in outback Australia right in the middle of summer and everyone got dark and John for some reason was like, I reckon I'm getting
black.
He's
saying like we're so far. We're pretty close here in shade. I'm joking. Just come revisit
it.
Oh, I
love it. It's the Wiggles family love. See? Yeah. We're all one. And I love it. And you know what? I'm really, really happy that we're even talking about this stuff right now because the month of June here
is pride.
You know?
Absolutely.
And how beautiful is that?
It is absolutely beautiful.
Talking about acceptance, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
love.
You know, in Australia, we have, in Sydney, we have the gay Mardi Gras, gay and lesbian Mardi Gras every year. And we've been, last year we were very lucky to be on the stage and we sang, it was incredible to see maybe 30,000 men and women in sequins singing Fruit Salad with us.
Yes! Yes!
It was absolutely beautiful, wasn't it?
It was so much fun. For once, the Wiggles didn't stand out in colours.
but we had so many people come up to us that night saying, this means so much that you're here. And, you know, it was just beautiful.
I honestly, as a mom of three little ones, and you guys know my little ones very well, they love you guys, they adore you guys, I have to say thank you. I have to say, and I'm going to try and do this without me tearing up, Simon. I have to say thank you for everything that you've done, because you guys have been incredible role models from when you guys started with the original four, you know? And now, what are you guys, John? The
Great Eight.
There you go, right? And you've got the four amazing, strong, inspiring women and the four strong, amazing, inspiring men behind it. And even through COVID, it was such a hard time for everyone. And you guys like helped us through it. You helped us parents through it. And, you know, you helped us raise our kids. And you guys probably don't even know that. So thank you. Thank you for that. And helping them like see things in a different light and helping them like look at things and say, hey, it's all about friendship. It's all about family. It's all about love. You know, we're all here together on this one planet we call our home, Earth. And you know what? It's amazing. So thank you for that. I love you guys.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I love you guys. Yeah. I love you guys. And I'm so excited that you're back. When I got the phone call telling me, hey, Pina, the Wiggles are coming back to Canada, I was like, hell yeah, they are. Let's do this. And of course, with the two Toronto shows happening October 7th and 8th, 9 shows across Ontario. So, you know, if you're in Cornwall, they're coming. They're coming to Ottawa. They're coming to Hamilton, London, Oshawa, Kingston, Sudbury. And, you know, there's even like some, if you're listening and you're not in Ontario, don't worry. Because they're coming to Newfoundland and Halifax and PEI and New Brunswick. So it's going to be an amazing tour. It's ready, steady. What's the last word?
Wiggle.
Tickets are already on sale, so everyone go and scoop them up. And maybe John might have, like, maybe do a TikTok while he's on stage.
On stage. Do the transition on stage live.
There you go. I know. I don't know about this. But what is it? 500,000
followers?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I don't know.
John.
Yeah.
Be proud, Johnny. I've got
the great
25. Just 25.
So, yes, yeah, so you're going to want to go get your tickets. Guys, what else? Are we missing anything else before we say goodbye? Oh, there's a new series.
New TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Ready, Steady, Wiggle 4.
Mm.
And
right.
It stars John.
And seven other Wiggles.
It's the great age. And we have a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
So you're going to want to go and check that out as well. Yeah. Oh, happy Father's Day again, Simon.
Thank
and
you,
Anthony. And Luke. Who's sitting in the corner over here? We love you, Luke.
Enjoy. And any of the fathers out there.
And John to his cat. And Reggie, so hi's dad who's in studio.
Reggie.
Hold on a second, really quickly. Reggie, can we get you on the
dad.
Mic, please?
Get him on the mic.
Yeah, Luke.
So hi's daddy is in studio.
Yeah,
happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
How proud are you of your daughter?
Extremely proud, yeah.
Look how red he is.
Yeah.
I know.
Red
Reggie.
Reggie's embarrassed. Like it's not a video, isn't it?
I love it. I love it. But that is it for us on The Parenting Show. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. I love you all so, so much. And I cannot wait to see you in October.
Thank you, Pina.
Thank you.
We love you, too.
That's it for The Parenting Show, guys. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there celebrating. We love you. And we couldn't... really do anything without a good daddy in our life, you know? So thank you. Have a great one, and we'll catch you next week right here on The Parenting Show, 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and this is 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.